We're still talking about the message of the kingdom. Come on, say the kingdom. See, we got to understand that we are part of a kingdom and not just a religion. We are not a religion. Say that again. We are not a religion. Who are you? I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. And the more we say that, the more it becomes a part of our life. So what is a kingdom? A kingdom is the governing authority and influence of a king over his territory, impacting that territory with his purpose, his will, and his intentions. Because the king not coming just so he can say, well, that's my land. And then because he not only owns the land, he owns the people in the land. Now, since the earth is the Lord's and the fullness and they that dwell in it. So everybody belongs to God. I don't care what religion you say you are. You still belong to God. And when the final analysis take place, you're going to have to bow and say he's your owner. So Jesus came not to start a religion, but to reintroduce the kingdom of heaven to earth. That was the goal. Hallelujah. The government of heaven had been kicked out of the earth by Adam. Remember that? Hallelujah. Adam did what we would call a civil war. Now, what is a civil war? I got some history buffers in here. But just let me say it my way. You can correct me later. I'm going to get close enough that, as my husband used to say, good enough for the government. So, you know, those that are, you can't relate. But Adam did what we would call a civil war. What is that? He fought against his own country. And that could be called what is known as secession. Mm-hmm. And because of that, in order to succeed, not to prosper, but to succeed or to pull away, means a piece of the country decides to become independent from the whole country. And that's what Adam did. He decided he wanted his independence. So Adam can be described also as what? Committing high treason. And what is treason? Treason is when you give authority to someone you trust, and then they take that authority and use it against you. How many of y'all had some frenemies? Then you understand treason. Same plan. You trust, and they take your trust and use it against you. That's called treason. Hallelujah. So God gave Adam authority under, say under, delegated power. Now, delegated power is when you somebody give you their power to use for their purpose only. It's delegated for what they need you to do. You understand? So he didn't have power to just be whatever, as we can say in the world today, whatever. No. Man wasn't made to do whatever he felt like. He was under delegated power. Hallelujah. And Adam took that delegated power and used it to cut the king's territory off from the rightful owner of the territory. Man, I mean, history is good to learn. But can you see the diabolical plan the devil had against mankind? He didn't care how it got accomplished. He didn't care who he had to destroy in the midst. He just needed his plan accomplished. Why? Because he hates God. It's not personal. He don't like anybody. He don't even like the demons that work with him. It's not personal. That's why you can't like anything about the devil. You can't have no emotions towards anything that he plans against you. You got to learn to stop living inside of your emotions and live outside of them, because your emotions are going to keep you tapped into the demonic activity that's coming against you. That's say that the devil manipulates your emotions if you're not careful. Now, because of Adam's treason, the governor, who is the Holy Spirit, had to leave the earth. So now God was no longer in the earth. However, because of God's great love for his children, because Adam and Eve belonged to God, right? They were his children. They came with the territory. Because of his great love for his children, the plan of redemption went into effect. Now, that had to be awesome when you think about it. That God says, you know what? I'm not going to leave y'all stranded like that. I'm not going to get ahead of my lesson. Okay, so when Jesus arrives, he comes preaching what? Repent. What is repent? That's not get born again. What that mean? Change the way you think. You must change your philosophy. You have to. Say, I have to. You have to change your philosophy, for the kingdom of heaven is back in the earth. The new government, or the previous government, is now back in the territory. The original owner is now back, and you must comply to the original owner. This is why it's a mandate to renew the mind. It's not a suggestion. Listen, you and I both know that the way you are taught something first gets to dictate how you interact in life based on that knowledge, good or bad, you have been exposed to, right? So the devil got to program you first. I'll say it again. The devil got to program you first. So everything we learned under his regime is incorrect. Say incorrect. Incorrect. Nothing in the system of the devil is right. I don't care how good it looks, how nice it sounds. Nothing in his system is correct. This is why you cannot take the advice of an enemy. It's not correct. And it goes against the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, to cooperate the government of heaven, we must constantly, say constantly, renew our minds to think according to the ways of the kingdom. This is why it's necessary. We must be in pursuit, however, of this mind renewal. It's not going to happen just because you got born again. It's not going to happen because you are nice and you're just good to people. That does not promote mind renewal. It is a deliberate pursuit to change the way you believe, the way you have been indoctrinated by your kidnapper. So Jesus came teaching the kingdom of heaven is in the earth. A new government is here. A new way of thinking is here again. So the last time we saw that the governor, who is the Holy Spirit, was the promise that God made unto mankind. He was the promise that God said he would send, right? And when the governor comes into the territory, he is different from the people of the territory. Remember that? He speaks a different language. He dresses differently. He doesn't look like the people of the territory that he's been sent to. There's a reason. He's not from the same territory. This is why we can have so many arrays of color in mankind, because we are from different territories. Some are light, some are brown, some are yellow, some are red, but it doesn't mean any of us less than the other. We just from different territories. Woo. However, the governor's ultimate goal is to get the people of the territory to look, to act, to dress, and to talk just like the kingdom he's from. Because the king has the right, so the king has the right. Because he owns you. So he's not looking for you to be an individual. See, this is the misunderstanding that we have promoted in the kingdom of God. You're not supposed to try to be an individual. You're part of a body. with specific responsibilities. And you're supposed to learn how you fit. Because every joint is supposed to do what? Supply its effectual measure. But individuals are not interested in supplying their measure to a body. They want to stand out. See, that's an attitude from the devil. It's brought over from the kingdom of darkness. We don't have no showboats in the kingdom. God is the only showboat. He's the only one to stand out. We're supposed, just like in the military, when you go in the military, you get the same haircut. You get the same look, uniform. You learn all the same march, all the songs, whatever they got to do. You learn how to do your rifle the same way. They're not trying to improve on that. It works. That's why they keep right on doing it over and over and over again, because it works. They got that out the Bible. So the governor came to make us look like the king. Not where we came from. All right. He has not been sent to be in the territory and allow the people to continue to talk based on words taught them by their kidnapper. You know, if a person kidnaps a child at a young enough age, he can indoctrinate that child to believe that kidnapper loves them. And the child never realized that they were stolen. And that they have a real set of parents that loves them and have already provided in advance for them. See, that's the way you were. The devil had kidnapped us and you had no clue as to what God had provided for you. Because your kidnapper not going to tell you, because if he told you, you would escape. All of us were kidnapped in Adam. So when Adam fell from dominion, all of mankind were made slaves. See, slavery is not new. We highlight it as though black people were the only ones that were slaves. Every man was a slave. All of mankind was in slavery. Let's tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. These things are political issues that keep wars going on and keep fighting and uprisings, but it has nothing to do with real issues. Man, all of mankind went into slavery. So every nationality can say I was a slave. And let's not highlight that and make it seem like it's just so extra, extra special. Now, what did happen to a race of people or a territory of people? It was not right, but guess who started it? Their father, the devil. What you expect? If he were kidnapped from God, do you think you all that in a bag of chips that he won't steal from you? You're not living in the right world if you believe that one. All of us were kidnapped in Adam. So when Adam fell from dominion, all mankind became slaves, and we had no choice. There wasn't even an exit strategy at this point. Therefore, how we look, dress, act, talk had to change to communicate and deal with the devil, our new father. So our language became less than what we were used to. It became Ebonics instead of a whole sentence. Yeah, what's up? What's up? Can we just all get along and say a whole sentence? Eventually, we might get back to that place where English become a regular language again. But right now, it's whatever. Whatever feels good to you, that's what you say. And man, this is one of the reasons why I don't like texting. I tell people, spell a word out for me, because I don't know what all those letters mean. I don't know what you're thinking when you put those three letters together. What am I supposed to do with it? I need a translator to translate your text. That's why you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, because texting is dangerous. So here's Jesus teaching, repent, change the way you think, bring every illegal thought that challenges the will of God for you into captivity. See, I'm talking to believers now. I'm not talking to outsiders. This is for believers. Say, this is for believers. This is the person that said, Jesus is my Savior and Lord. He says, you got to bring every illegal thought that challenges the will of God for you into captivity. Why? Because now that you are in the kingdom of heaven, the old language, say the old language. The way you dress, the way you acted, your bad behavior does not compute, does not fit on this higher level of kingdom. Everything we did was demoted. It's on a lower level. Everything. So you were demoted in Adam's fall. You didn't go to a higher level of living. You fail. Ooh. You got to come to grips with that. Poverty is part of the fall. Struggle is part of the fall. Sickness is part of the fall. Kidnappers, as a rule, do not kidnap you to make you comfortable. They kidnap you for ransom. They're not interested in how well you live. Woo, Jesus. Anybody learning besides me? So talking fear, doubt, and unbelief is foreign in the kingdom of heaven. And it should be foreign to you. Now, when a seasoned citizen from the kingdom of heaven hear you talk, they know that you haven't read the constitution of the kingdom that you're living in now. You got some catch up. You need to go home and do some government homework. Because seasoned Christians understand when you say certain things, you haven't learned what you need to know about you yet. You are still dependent on hearing what's familiar and not what's correct. See, we gain that dependency on hearing what's familiar, even though it's bad. It's like a bad relationship. Even though the person treats you bad, beat you up, bloody your nose, you still want to hang out with them. Something wrong with this picture. There is a dependency that has been gained because you don't understand your own self-value. So we allow the devil to keep running roughshod over us, even in the body of Christ, even in the kingdom of heaven. We allow the enemy to do things to us because we're looking for what's familiar and not what's correct. Reaching for what's correct would change the familiar. Why? Because learning is deliberate. You don't stumble upon learning the kingdom way of doing everything. It must be a pursuit of yours. You're not going to stumble on to the wisdom of God. You got to be in pursuit of it. And if you're not hungering and thirsting for it, you'll never find it. All right, so the governor, the Holy Spirit, came to give us back our original language, the language of faith. One of the evidence of this language is speaking in tongues. That is your original language. This is why it is fought so vehemently in the body of Christ in religion, because it is your original language. Oh, Jesus. He does not want you to communicate with headquarters. And trying to communicate with headquarters in English alone, this lower natural language, does not get the job done that you need done. It is not as effective, not because God can't hear you pray in English, but it does not get around your enemy. Woo, Jesus. And far too many well-meaning Christians lack praying in tongues because there is no emphasis placed on the importance and value of communicating with heaven's headquarters. We're trying to discover faith, but you need to communicate. Faith doesn't work well when you don't have communication. It's like having a faulty wire. You know, I used to have a little gadget. I don't know if it was one of the players I had in my house or something, but the wire had a break in it. And you know how you know you want to work it to the last minute, but then you got to keep twisting the wire to try to make it. Then halfway through a song, it cut off on you. That's the kind of communication a lot of believers have. Because in the middle of trying to believe God for something, they surrender in praying in tongues. They won't do that. And when you start just praying out of English, you're going to pray your circumstance and not the word. You're going to go right back to your default setting. And that's speaking carnally. Are you learning? Praying in tongues is a direct line of communication unhindered by the mind. That's talking about your mind, because your mind could be thinking something else and praying in tongues, because praying in tongues is not an emotion. It is an act that I do because I realize I'm communicating with my Father. Don't care my mind, because see, eventually your mind will catch up, because if you pray in tongues long enough, it'll overthrow your mind. It got to shut down. You know why? Because it's a servant. Set my mind as a servant. It's a servant to me, the spirit man. And my spirit man needs praying in tongues to be built up so he can take ascendancy over the mind. Man, I know I'm teaching. So this is a direct line of communication unhindered by the mind, and the devil is unable to understand the encrypted message. He can't read it, can't get it out. He can't figure it out. That's why you need it. It is not an option. It is an absolute must. And if you're too busy that you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, you're too busy. And you're going to be duped a lot of times. Y'all ever had a dupe pocketbook? The women know what I'm talking about. It's an almost. It might say leather, but it's not. It's so close to pleather that, you know, I've had the real and I've had the dupe. And there is a difference. Hallelujah. Listen, if you only pray in the natural earthly language, this language can be heard and understood by your enemy. Because he has perfected these languages. Because he's running the system. To change a culture, it has to begin with the way you think and talk. So our words affect our environment. All right, let's have a quick pop quiz. What was God's number one goal? Somebody give me an answer. Okay. Say that again. That was part of it. But his main goal was to get his kingdom influence back into the earth. See, I'm going to keep teaching this until everybody get it. Because I'm not going to leave anybody behind in this church. You're going to be smart, but you're going to be wise by the Spirit of God. It was to get his kingdom influence back into the earth. Or you could say to have his kingdom in the earth again. Did Jesus come to bring Christianity? No. Everybody got that one right. So that tells me God is not interested in a religion. He's not interested in our rituals, our traditions, and all the things that we have weighed people down with. Because Jesus didn't come to start none of that stuff. This is why everybody got their take on what the Bible says. because that's founded by the devil. It's called divide and conquer. A house divided against itself cannot stand. This is why Christendom has gotten so weak in the eyes of the world, because we are so divided about what the word says. Somebody said you don't need to pray in tongues. Somebody said you don't need to tithe the gift. Somebody said, well, you don't need to be baptized in the water. Somebody said this and somebody said that. What is it? See, the reason you mixed up, because you don't go to the Constitution. It's called the B-I-B-L-E. You're waiting for somebody in the pulpit to tell you how to do everything. And that's not the person in the pulpit responsibility. Their responsibility is to teach truth. And if they're not teaching you truth, you need to get out of there. Because all they're doing is filling you up with emotionalism. They give you something to sponge you through the week, but they don't fix the problem. I know about that because I had a person, my son can tell you, I think that same spot on my roof got paid for how many times? 3 times. And I was annoyed because the people that I paid for didn't do the job, the first people I paid. They lied to me. But God knew how to get them out. You know how to do it? I had to cast that over on the Lord because, you know, I wanted to get back. I want my money back, first of all. But then they disconnected their phone, everything. You know, you can't find them on email, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, nothing no more. Some people do know how to disconnect when they want to disconnect. But guess what? God sent me somebody that did it and did it right. See, that's why you got to talk to God. Because he'll send people that gives favor to you. All right. So God is not interested in your religion. I don't care what it's called. Even it's called Christian. He ain't interested in that title. Because he didn't come to start Christian. You say, what? No. God didn't start it. And we let a sinner name us. They were making fun of us by saying you act like Christ. And we adapted that and just call ourselves Christians. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being Christ-like, but God didn't call you that. Ooh, Jesus. I know. Go ahead and scratch that place where it's itching. He didn't call you that. He called you an ambassador, a citizen of the kingdom. He called you a priest. He didn't call you Christian. Oh, Jesus. Now, when you get your names right, your mind will start adjusting. As long as you keep calling yourself Christian, you're going to have a struggle because that's not your original name. I know. So Jesus came to bring the governor, who is the Holy Spirit, back to the earth. Now, don't get upset because I'm repeating the same word each week. Each time I bring it to you, it has a little different flavor, doesn't it? And somebody's learning it. Where you might have caught it last week, somebody's catching it this week because of the way the Lord wanted to have it said. So repeated is anything. Repeating is the only way you learn something. You got to hear it, see it, say it over and over in order for it to impact your daily life. You can't say the word one time and think it's going to work. You know why most people believe what they see and hear on the media outlets? Because they see it and they hear it all day long. Watch this. They have a prescribed statement that all the stations say the same way. You can turn to every local news station here and they're going to say the same thing because they have been taught phraseology. They've been given a script with a certain phrase. It's on purpose Because why? The devil, after hearing that all day, you begin to believe that everyone is saying it must be true. You haven't fact-checked anything. Uh-oh. We just accept it. Because you done heard it all day long. The last week, I started with something, but I said, you know what? They might really bleep me on YouTube if I said what I had in my original notes. I said, okay, Lord, temper me. But if we were to apply that logic to the truth of the word, we would speak the word on every media outlet, our mouths, our ears, our eyes, and we would fact check what is being taught. I teach my people, those listening on Ready by Radio and those online, I teach my people to go home and study what I'm teaching. Because as a human, I can make a mistake, not deliberately teach an error, but I can make a mistake. You need to fact check. Make sure I'm not teaching you error. It's nothing wrong with doing that as long as you're not trying to come in here and think you're going to critique me. Now, that's a whole different ballpark. That's a mindset you got that's going wrong. But you're supposed to go home and study to show yourself so you can be a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Ooh, Jesus. Apply that same logic. Turn to Matthew. You said that lady ain't turned to one scripture. Turn to Matthew 6:33. You still learning? Okay. All right. Long as we still learning, we good. Matthew. All right. Notes. Don't be playing fun. Matthew 6:33. Read it. Okay. Read it one more time. So then why are we seeking the things? Because this scripture tells us, and it's not an option, that learning the ways of the kingdom has to be a priority. That's the only way that things come. Mm. Now, if you got a promise, because see, that's a promise, that as you learn the ways of the kingdom, what you need comes. That's a promise. You can hold God accountable for this. Because Jesus said it, and I believe it. When I was ignorant of the kingdom, I struggled a whole lot. There's a lot of things I had to go without, not because God didn't want me to have them. I didn't know I could get them. Nobody was teaching me the kingdom. Mm. Now, since the kingdom is a priority to God, then the key to understanding the kingdom must be of great importance. Who is the key to understanding the kingdom? The Holy Spirit. He's the key. You're going to stay dumb if you don't fellowship with him. You can walk away with a lot of ideals because some of you are intelligent, but your intelligence is still on a lower level when it comes to the Holy Spirit. And you'll walk away with an intelligent answer, but wrong. Hmm. Listen, when a kingdom takes over your life, the plan is to make you forget your past history and give you their history. See, the devil tried to imitate what God was already doing. That's what he did. That's what he's trying to do in socialism. Now I'm going to get this part out. That's what he's trying to do in socialism. This is why indoctrination in our schools are so important, because he want to get a hold of the next generation. And you parents that got children in public schools, you need to fight for their right to learn and not be indoctrinated. Children going to college and coming back and hating God, hating you as a parent. Something wrong with this picture. And you got to pay for that? Parents go in debt for that education? The devil is a lie. Girl, you going to school. Boy, you going to school right over here. It's called get on the internet. You learn it at home. I don't care nothing about your feelings. I don't even care nothing about your friends. You my priority. When you get to be a parent, you'll discover these things. Got to stop trying to be your child's friend and become a parent. Children can't be your buddies. You destroy their child. And you turn them over to the evil one, because that's the plan of the enemy. The Bible commanded us to raise that child in the way that it should go. Not just take it to church, but training is at home. Put before them what they should do, how they should respond, and then you live it before them. They shouldn't hear you crying all day long because you ain't got your need met. Mm-mm-mm. Man, I can tell you some stories that Dr. Davis and I went through, but we didn't cry. I didn't go to my relatives and cry, beg for nothing. There were times we had a 50-pound bag of potatoes to eat off for a whole month. Don't tell me about tight. But we were learning. We put ourselves in that word, and we refused to not tithe and give. We didn't care. We were being put outdoors. Tithing and giving was coming. We were going to do that. I didn't care. This is why you got to go in seclusion sometimes, because people are going to mess with you. We were protecting what God had invested in us. Not enough believers want to fight for what God has put inside of them. You just settle and settle and settle and settle and settle. And the devil said, he laughing at you. Because he know you're a pushover. When I stopped being a pushover, he didn't like me for sure. Because I stood up to him and I won. See, this is what socialism is trying to change our culture. It wants to do that here in America. So socialists are aware that in order to get you and the next generation to follow them, they must impact your language. They have to get you saying what they say is their truth. You have to, out of your own will, begin to say it. Because you, the more you say it, you're taking it on as your philosophy. It's still slavery, but who cares? I'm dying slowly, but I'm going to do it while I'm laughing. I'm being taken advantage of, but I'm so ignorant of the kingdom of heaven that I don't even know I'm being taken advantage of. And instead of getting in and learning what the Bible says, we still go to those same media outlets to try to find an answer. We go to a reality show. What do they know? What they gonna tell you about living holy? When they got the most wretched life you can ever think of, what they gonna teach you about living holy? One person said, I'm a Christian and I can show you, and I'm going like, that devil's still a lie. Christians don't be like you. God is not confused. And there are not multiple ways to God. Ain't but one way, excuse my English. Not but one way. And he said that's through his son Jesus. And if you don't come that way, you ain't going. And we need to go back to telling people you're on the way to hell. You don't change. You're on your way to hell. And it's going to be a lot of believers that wake up, that think they believe, is going to wake up one day and realize, I'm left behind. Because they stop believing God. So socialists are aware that in order to get you in the next generation, I'm going to close in a minute, but I got the mic. They must impact your language. They have to get you saying what they say is their truth. This is done primarily by hearing. So a devised script has been prescribed in advance for you to hear over and over until you would defend their lies without ever fact-checking for yourself. You won't bump that up against the word. You won't even go read what they say they believe. I tell people all the time, you ain't got to believe what I say. Go check their policies. And as a Christian, if their policies don't line up with the word, you got to stop accepting that and voting for it. Amen. You're going to be held accountable for how you vote. Because you are the voice of God in the earth. Amen. And to allow somebody to do something that God hates and vote them in again and again and again and again, something wrong with your believing system. You need to stop trying to sugarcoat. You need to go back and get dipped and re-dipped and re-dipped. Because something is wrong in your prayer system. You can't go to heaven praying in tongues and come back with some of the stuff I hear people that say they believe God saying. You can't get it. You're too attached to what's familiar and what's and you detach from what's correct because you're not in pursuit of the kingdom. You're in pursuit of social standards. You want a program to maintain it. Listen, let me tell y'all something. All these programs from welfare to Social Security, they're going to disappear. And what you going to do? I've been teaching this for years. They will disappear. What you gonna do? You gonna have no more SSI? You gonna have no more FFI? Nothing of that gonna be working. What you gonna do? When they come, what you gonna do when they come for you? What you gonna do? When you put all your dependency in their system, that means they control you. Man, I got out of that system. My dependency is in his word. And if God won't do it, it just won't get done. That's the way I believe. I don't have an alternative plan. The word is it. Ooh, Jesus, I didn't mean to scream at you. But there's a divine script that has been prescribed in advance for you to hear over and over until you defend their lies without ever fact checking for yourself. You would doubt anyone coming speaking truth. That's the plan of the enemy. It's to make you disbelieve what is true. Eventually, you're going to have to denounce the word. If you stay on that path, the Bible no longer, already I saw on a site where they already talking about there somewhere before Jesus came, the age, the lifelong span dropped down to 35 years of age. And then after Jesus came and left, it went back up to 70 something because there was a missing book that wasn't included in the Bible. Go ahead and be crazy if you want to. This Bible right here. That's the kind of nonsense you're going to be coming up against. What you going to believe? Just because it's coming off of TV or off of Instagram or off of Facebook, I don't care. They don't come across this word. The Bible says you can't add to this word. And you can't delete what you want to delete. You got to eat the whole scroll. Woo, Jesus. You will explain away their bad behavior and accept their script as to why there are shortages, unemployment, destruction, lawlessness. You have made socialism your culture, is how you believe. You may not want to accept that, but that's how you believe. That's your philosophy because you embraced it, because you are defending it. And anything you defend, you believe it. I ain't going to defend no lie because I don't believe it. But you say you are in a kingdom that says that mess does not work in this kingdom. God needs you to forget your past failed life. He got you. He can't work with you as long as you're holding on to your failed life. He got you away from your kidnapper, but you crying because the kidnapper is no longer present. I know it's cruel, but it's right. We crying for a failed life as though God got an obligation to fix that failed life. He will not fix that failed life. Hear it today. He's not going to fix that failed life. He came to give you a brand new life. He ain't interested in fixing all that mess you broke under the devil. When he gave you a brand new life, you are a new, say new, creation, which means all that mess is no longer here. Woo, Jesus. You know why we can fall for that stuff? Because we don't pray in tongues. And we don't study. We read in somebody else's commentary. Taking their bullets and their points. We didn't study that for ourselves and make it a part of who we are. We took somebody else's word instead of taking up this word. According to, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You say, whew, another scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Let's validate what the Constitution says. Because I believe in the Constitution. It's called the B-I-B-L-E. That's the Constitution of the Kingdom of Heaven. I believe it. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Read it out. So why would God be interested in fixing your old junk? Praise the Lord. He's trying to get you to get rid of it. You got a brand new car sitting over here, and you asking me to fix that clunker. Dumb. But see, that's because you lack understanding or that the car belongs to you. You think the car belongs to me when I've given you the car. But as long as you want to embrace it as yours, you're going to drive it. You won't drive it. You won't take ownership of it. You're going to keep trying to get somebody to fix and patch up that old piece of car. Now, I ain't talking about nobody got a car that got an issue. Because, you know, everybody got a car that got an issue because cars are made by people. And they're going to always have an issue of some sort. So don't nobody get offended about that car. I don't know what your car looked like. Look, I only know my car. My children can tell you, don't depend on me to describe nobody's car. If I ain't never rode in your car, the cars I've ridden in, I can barely tell you what the name of them are. So don't ever depend on me to describe a car to you. My children said, that's fact. All right. Did Jesus come to bring Christianity? No. So God is not interested in that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Are you still learning? All right. If praying in tongues and a fervent pursuit of discovering how the kingdom does, family, finances, employment, and healing. See, this is what I supposed to be our pursuit. How does God operate when it comes to family? How does God operate when it comes to money? How does God operate when it's time to get a job? How does God operate when it comes to healing and health? You're supposed to be discovering these through the word. Now, it's one thing to hear it from me because I'm going to teach you the truth. But it's another thing for you to hear it on the inside for yourself. That by the stripes of Jesus, I'm already healed. See, when you start hearing that on the inside, can't nobody stop you. It's a done deal. You already healed. So 2 Corinthians 5, 17 says, we've been made a new, brand new, not a repaired you, not a fixer-upper, but a brand new creation in Christ. And all the old mess that was with the old person went away with the old person. It no longer exists. Come on, say, let it go. Now listen to this. This is my second closing. Just hold on. We got two more. If my son, Pastor DJ, who is an excellent musician and a teacher, hit the C chord and told you to sing in the key of C, but you keep singing in the key of A, guess what you would never have? Agreement. You would never have agreement. You must learn to agree with the word of God and not just a man-made doctrine. You must embrace the word. According to Romans 12, 1 and 2, you don't have to turn there, but it talks about, I beseech you therefore, brethren, what? By the mercies of God, that what? Holy. Which is your what? Reason of our service. This is part. This is what we do as a lifestyle in the kingdom. This is supposed to be normal. My renewal is supposed to be normal, not supposed to be a struggle. It's supposed to be what you do because you're ever learning the kingdom. You're supposed to embrace it because what's in you has to be transformed out of you. And it can only be done through the word and the spirit. Oh, Jesus. And it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. Become who you are on the inside already. Now, how do I make that happen? It takes active fellowship with the governor who holds a purpose, the plans, the will, and intentions of the king about me. He knows who I am, what I'm supposed to be doing, how I'm supposed to live. He knows the kind of life he has already ordained for me. And it's my assignment to get to know him, the governor. I need to know the governor. Because you can't be transformed without the governor. Because he holds all the plans and purpose and intents of God. Only the spirit know the mind of God. And you trying to touch heaven with your feelings. And it's not working. How that working for you? When I come back next week, will you still be in your feelings? I got a remedy. Pray in tongues. Romans 6:6 declares, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Ah, you got to get this body coming to see the body. The body is the last part of you, the last part of you that has to come under subjection. It says that the body might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is free from sin. What is he saying? It says the old nature, the old mindset we had, it made the body sin. The body done got a taste of sinning. It's got used to doing something dumb. It's got used to doing it the way the devil said do it, because you have trained your body to live under the devil. And it is automatically responding until. The mind says something different. Your body is a servant, is not the Lord. It doesn't own you, so it shouldn't rule you. Until the mind says, hey, we changing this, the body says, what? It might have a little struggle for a moment. You know, like when you're coming off sugar. Oh, Jesus. Y'all praying, right? But it's possible. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. The flesh begins to surrender to the will of God because it's a servant. But it's the last part of you that wants to obey. And it will not obey until the mind tell it to obey. Am I helping anybody? I know I'm going just a little longer, but you got to hear this whole story. Because we messed this up so bad. So your body has been trained to sin by your old renewed mind. Now on the inside, you have this brand new spirit. Your mind is still connected to the thoughts of the old you. Your thoughts and words control your body. So to get your body to do works of righteousness, you must agree to sing in C chord. Remove the feelings and just sing in C chord. And just keep right on doing it. As long as he hit the C chord, you keep right on doing it. And you keep right on singing it. And you keep right on singing it. And you keep right on singing it. Until after a while, you're going to say, it becomes natural to you. Your spirit man began to grow and take over. And after a while, somebody said, sing C. And you can hit the C chord. Woo, it'll become a reflex. Ah, Jesus. So the old rebellious you have been exterminated. And that leaves us no further role or commitment to perform as an offender against the kingdom of heaven. We are no longer under an obligation to do what the devil said to do. Not with your mind or your body. You don't owe the devil nothing. Amen. He tried to put sickness on you. Tell him that it belongs to you. Don't belong to me. I'm in a different kingdom. Amen. It's not mine. It's yours. Amen. We are now linked or Wi-Fi to the divine representative, the governor, whose one major assignment, I'm just going to read this because it's whose one major assignment is to get you to look at and talk just like the kingdom of heaven. You cannot change thoughts with thoughts. There must be new words, say new words, coming out of your mouth that are in agreement with the chord C. It's all about harmonizing. If you ever sing or tried to sing, the whole goal is to harmonize. So it sound melodious and not like a bunch of twang and everybody going a different direction and everybody saying something different. Been there, done that one too. Heard that before. According to Ephesians 2, 10 through 13, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we shall walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past, remember, look, he says, in time past, you were once a heathen. And you were called uncircumcision. By that which is called the circumcision. See, those that were Christians, those who were holy, they called you uncircumcised. But in the flesh made by hands. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth. You were disconnected. You were alien from the headquarters of heaven. And strangers from the covenants of promise. You didn't have a clue about the promise of healing. Now I'm going to say this, because I say this all the time to anybody. If you're going to be healed, what are you living in now? Because God is in the now. He's not in the future. He's in the now. And if you're going to be healed, what are you living in now? Must be sickness. Because that's all that's left. If you're waiting on your healing, what are you suggesting to God? That he didn't heal you? See, that's a religious statement. Sounds good, but it's incorrect. Sounds like you believe in God, but it genders no faith. You got to say what's been prescribed to say to get faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing what? The word, the prescribed word, not just any word. You got to say what God says about health and healing, about money, about relationships, about raising your children. You got to say it. It may not look like it at this moment, but that's not the issue. Take your eyes off of that and look at the word. You say, that's hard to do. No, it's not. When you embrace it, you can do it. Ooh, all right. Hallelujah. I'm learning today. Okay. Last scripture, Jude chapter 1, verse 20. But ye beloved, see, now this is not an option. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, are you going to delete that out of your Bible? You can still got to answer to God. I don't care if you've been taught not to do it. What is that man that telling you what the Bible says don't do or to do? If they won't teach it, leave. You have no obligation to somebody that won't teach you the truth. But we'll stay in a bad environment knowing we're not being taught the truth because it's familiar. Familiar is a crime against your believing. It'll keep you sick, broke, and disgusted. Ooh, Jesus. It tells us to put on or clothe yourself deliberately as an act of my desire or will, the new ways, the new habits, the new language, so the new person on the inside who looks just like our Heavenly Father can become the new boss of your body. So then the person of the governor or the Holy Spirit is crucial and absolutely necessary to your development as a believer. The Holy Spirit has the assignment of teaching you and the history of this new kingdom so you can know where you come from, what you are able to do, and your role within the government. All right, points to remember. The return of the Holy Spirit is the most important act of the redemption plan. Going to the cross was a means to an end. We're not demoting that because we thank God for what he did. Jesus did that. Jesus fulfilled his assignment and he sent the Holy Spirit. The most important person on the earth is the most misunderstood person on the earth. That's the Holy Spirit. However, point number three, the Holy Spirit is the only evidence of the presence of heaven in the earth. Because he's the only presence. He's the only evidence. So if you're looking for another evidence, you can forget it. Number four, the primary reason for Jesus' coming was to restore the governor back to the colony called Earth. Number five, God promised to send the governor back the same day his children, Adam and Eve, died spiritually. He didn't wait another moment. He promised. Why would God send the governor? Why not just destroy Adam and Eve and start all over again? Because Adam was known as the representative man. He represented all mankind. And in Adam's loin was all of us. And since we didn't get the chance to choose before Adam sinned, and God being a just loving God, thought it would be unjust to condemn all of us to hell without giving us the opportunity to repent. Aren't you glad? And then in Genesis 3:14-15, it talks about how God tells us, and this is the promise. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. What is God saying right there? God told Satan, you used a woman to take out my representative man, and you did this illegally. But I'm going to use a woman who shall have a seed, and that seed will crush your head. Head means authority. Satan had established an illegitimate kingdom. Listen, if you had talked to Adam on that Monday before he sinned, and then talked to him on that Tuesday after he sinned, seemingly nothing on the outward had changed. So you can't govern your life by appearances. Because nothing had changed. The grass was still green. The sun was still shining. The animals were still moving and eating and stuff like that. But Adam had lost the governor. He was spiritually dead. And so were you and I. We died in Adam. He lost the invisible governor who had him, who connected him to heaven. That's your only divine connection to heaven. Is the Holy Spirit. Now watch the great love of a father who is king. Adam, he said, I'm paraphrasing this in my way. Adam, I know you messed up big time. And the devil used a woman to assist him. But I'm making you this promise. I am coming into the human race legally through a woman and bring back the government of heaven legally. And he's going to be in a body legally. And he will crush Satan's authority and take back dominion and power legally and give it back to you through the one called governor. And he's going to do that legally. Oh, glory. Ha, 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 ha. Come on, stand to your feet.